Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you doing?
Doing good in California. Okay. I've got the low 90s going on here, so we're enjoying a little bit of the respite from the weather.
Oh, gosh. It's so awesome. It's so awesome. Because that winter, you know, won't be long. Well, you don't get a really cold winter there, I don't think, right? It's not too cold.
No.
Or
no.
You are?
No,
chilly.
Pretty mild. A lot of rain, cloudy stuff, but no real. You got to go up into the foothills. We're near the Sierra foothills. So, you know, you head up there and you get a little more, snow and stuff. But,
Good.
It's cool. We're enjoying it and looking forward to today's show. Again, we've going to revisit a very cool thing, and that's the buyer rebate program. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. And in our second half, the return of Dave Ferguson, AskCoachDave.com.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. It seems like ages we've talked to him, time ago. Awesome.
He is on quite the roll, and we want him to talk about what John Maxwell calls Big Mo, the law of momentum. When you get momentum going for you, and you know how this goes, mm-hmm. you know, over the years, when you get momentum going for you, everything is easy, you know, you're in that groove, you're in that zone, everything you touches, every contact, and he's just in one of those amazing zones right now. But it's a product of years of preparation and hard work and, you know, and now opportunity. And so he's going to talk about how dreams really do come true only after years of hard work. Most people don't like that second part, you know.
Well, you know, I think it's because you've got to visualize it and stick with it, because it really does come true if there that you have that vision and you follow
yep.
through, right? It's not like we can just dream about it and sit there and go, okay, make it happen. But that's so cool. I'm looking forward to that. Wow, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited
up.
About the first half because especially with the economy and the way things are and things are doing, I mean, some people are making lots of money. You know, it seems like the old adage, if you have the money, you can make the money. And then some people are still struggling, uncertain. There's a lot of fear going on, which we, you know, try to say fear is what? False evidence appearing real. We have our ups and downs in life, and we really do believe in helping people. I see it all the time. I mean, of course, the company experts are going to say, bottom line, make money. You know, when companies go public, if they're not making money for the shareholders, everybody gets aggravated, da-da-da-da. I still, to this day, I'm of the firm belief that if you give, it comes back. We're here to serve. And it's, you know, wonderful to help everybody if you can help. And then, of course, you still have to be smart and be able to pay the bills and pay the overhead, et cetera. But I still really believe that when all said and done, if we can help our fellow human beings and help, you know, that it's going to come back. It's not that we do it just so what we get back. We're doing it because we really care. So I'm excited. You know how I always say to you, oh, gosh, Randy, the first half seems boring to me because it's real estate and I've done it for so long that it just gets – to me, it seems boring, you know, like you'll say with radio, you've done it for over 35 years. Yeah, I don't think it gets boring for you. You're so good at it, and you have the natural comedian inside you, so you're funny. And but you still feel like, okay, you know, because I think anything after a while. But I'm excited about today because we're going to talk about the buyer rebate program and how it works, This is in 50 states. We network with brokers around the world through worldwide network, a couple different networks, Realty Universal, FEOPSI. There's more than one we work with. But we can, on a case-by-case basis, work out things, but we have it pretty well down pat in 50 states. And as we go through explaining it, we'll see how, if you're an agent listening to the show, broker or buyer or seller, because it's, you know, most buyers are sellers and most sellers are buyers, right? You'll see how this works and how we've covered a lot of the pros and cons when you're offering programs like this, because you're always going to have pros and cons, because somebody out there doesn't like somebody making money or digging into their money, and we're not digging into it. But so I'm excited, because think about it. If you have a way, if you're buying a property and there's a way for you to earn more money and make money to use for your purchase, wouldn't you want to do it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I could do that math.
Yeah. And it's not a lot of hard work, but there is some work involved, because just like you had just mentioned, a good point of, you know, we're going to have Dave on the second half, and a good point of, you know, put all that work together and have that vision, and it still does come through, and it does. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of like, so it's like, hey, you know, does somebody give me something for nothing? Not really. Not really. Should somebody give you something for nothing? Not really. I mean, we're getting into the philosophy side of it. But so, yeah, there is some work involved in this program, because it wouldn't be fair to us, it wouldn't be fair to agents and brokers if there was no work involved. And as we go through this show, which will go by pretty fast, you'll see how the process works and why we're able to do what we're able to do. And that's exciting to me, because it does make a difference. It helps you as a buyer if you're in, and it helps agents and brokers. So it makes it a win-win situation all the way around. And that's what makes it fun to me. That's what keeps that exciting, because there's a bigger picture there, you know?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And it's pretty, pretty neat. So we're going to get started in a couple minutes, and I wanted to say our parent company is Realty Universal. Realty Universal is not the company that's actually going to give you the buyer rebate if you're the buyer. It actually comes through the actual transaction that you're in whatever state you're in, through a local broker or real estate agent. So, yes, in order to get a rebate, you're actually going to have to, we have to follow licensing laws. So you're actually going to have to work through a local broker real estate agent. So it's not just like signing up for something and then we write a check and send it to you, because there's other, it goes through the transaction. It actually comes through your closing statement. It's written into the contract. So there's full disclosure. And it's pretty neat. There's actually, some states will say, well, you can't give a buyer rebate. Like, we have a brokerage in Hawaii and we have one in Maryland, and those states allow a buyer rebate. Some states say, hey, we're not allowing a rebate, and we're still able to do this because you're getting credit through the transaction. So when we're going over this today, you'll see that the program's called a buyer rebate program, and yes, you are getting money through the transaction, but it's not like we're just like, it's not, in some states, if they say we don't allow rebate, it's just, this is called the buyer rebate program, and it works. It's the same. There's many different. Sometimes mortgage companies give amounts, you know, and things. So it's pretty interesting. So we just want to go through the steps, and if you want to take a look when you're on the, there's two sites I'm going to give you that are tied into our brokerages. There's many, many other sites that are tied into other real estate brokers. That are offering the buyer rebate. But one is Maryland. It's mdbuyerrebate.com, mdbuyerrebate.com. We also have marylandbuyerrebate.com. And the other one for Hawaii is hawaiibuyers.com, hawaiibuyers.com. And that gives you more information, too, if you want to read up on the program. As always, you can always go to realtyuniversal.com, R-E-A-L-T-Y, realtyuniversal.com and go to contact us. If you go to contact us and you want to sign up through a broker, a local broker in your area, you'll want to fill out the form and put in the county and your actual address so that this can be specified to you. So, yeah.
Wow. So and so we're gonna break this down here in the next few minutes. Again, really just, you know, scratch the surface, and people can obviously get more information at realtyuniversal.com. I'm gonna ask. Is it okay if I ask a question at the outset?
Sure.
Because this is very fundamental. I've told you before, I got in radio because the math thing never really worked out for me. So so here's my question. What is the difference between a rebate and just a discount? So in other words, hey, I'm going to go with this company because this is a very cool rebate I'm getting. What is the difference? I mean, in my mind,
well,
I'm just trying
to
be every man.
That's a good question. That's a good question. If you're getting the rebate, when you're buying the property, where the money's coming from is the seller is paying a commission to the selling company. And the selling company is agreeing to take less commission from the seller, and then the seller can give a credit to the buyer. That's how it works if it's an estate and says, well, we can't just cut you a check and give you a rebate. You know, we have licensing laws for real estate agents and brokers, and they can't just pay a commission to an unlicensed person. So when you're saying the difference between a rebate and a discount, if you're a buyer and you're going to get a rebate up to 2% of the purchase price, that comes out of the commission, and it's what it is again, the broker reduces their commission and then has the seller pay it towards your closing or whatever. A discount would be if you're a seller and you say, hey, I need to list my house. I want you to list my house, and what's your commission? We're not supposed to go into commissions by law so much, but say they're saying it's 6%, and you go, well, you give me a discount and only charge me 5%. So that's a good question. But you can't.
Okay.
You couldn't really give a discount on the buyer. You know, the discount on the buyer rebate. There would be differences in how much you can get. Why we say you can receive up to 2%. So that's an excellent question. But you see the difference. It's coming from two different places. You're not paying them money. So yeah.
Okay.
So that's pretty
awesome.
Pretty neat.
I understand now. That's cool.
Yeah. So. I think we had some email questions come in too. We're going to we might as well address some of the questions, because in our segment, unfortunately, on this show, we only have 30 minutes to go through this, right? So, and then we can dig in. What is it? I've got it says, when do we receive the rebate? Okay, you actually get the rebate at closing, because so when you're buying the property and say a contract's are written, and you're the buyer and there's a seller and the contracts are written, everybody's agreed to the price, the terms, et cetera, then if you're getting a loan, or if you could even be paying cash, everything's put through an escrow or title company or an attorney, and then you're going to go to have a settlement or closing. That's when you actually get the rebate. You're going to get it at the time, because that's when, for example, the brokers are getting paid. If they don't have a settlement or closing and you're not buying the house, you wouldn't get the rebate. You need to be at the table, and the monies are being transferred from the lender to the title company, the seller. You know, so that's when you get the rebate. So.
Okay. Very cool. And what's the I mean, how much? I mean, what's the percentage typically? I mean, you're saying up to 2% of the sales price?
Yeah, that's a good question. Up to 2% is because on a selling commission, like, for example, if the property's listed and a seller's offering a courtesy co-op, that's the amount that they're offering the company that brings the buyer. So if they're offering 2.5% to 3%, some offer less, but if they're offering, say they're offering 3%, the minimum that our brokers that work with us on this program will take is 1% to them, and you get anything above the rest. So if there's a 3% commission offered, you could receive up to 2%, and the minimum they'll take is 1%. Now, that's based on the level of work you do, because the program, you do have to make a commitment, and you do sign up, and you know, there's a contract signed so that you have an exclusive agreement. Because there is a commitment that you're going to work only with this broker, The company is going to put you on auto prospecting and then give you listings, and you also search your own listings. And with the internet today, it's so easy to find properties on the internet. You go to open houses, you do drive-bys, you actually piggyback on some appointments. So there's different details that get involved, which the local broker would explain to you in how you still do your side of the work to be able to get this rebate. And so up to 2%, if it's a $500,000 house, that's $10,000, which is quite a lot of money, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I know. In real estate, it's always, 1%, 2%. You're thinking, wow, that's, well, wait a minute. No. When it's 1 or 2% of a big number, that's
good
stuff.
Well, we see a lot of time, you know, a company will say, we're offering up to 0.5%. And how can we offer up to 2%? And why would we do that? When I say we, meaning through our network of brokers and agents that actually sign up for the program, we do it because it's based on the level of work. If you're able to do this and it works well, then we give you the maximum. We still want to make sure that you're protected, that there's somebody to handle writing the contracts, using board contracts, not board certified like in the legal term, but contracts that are through Board of Realtor associations in the local area that you work in. Somebody to assist with the financing and coordinating. So you're able to do the program but still not be alone and save quite a bit of money or earn money, so to speak. It's mm-hmm. it's going to you're not actually earning as an employee earning. You're actually getting a credit in your transaction. But some companies might only offer a teeny bit, and we're able to do more. Now, we have programs that are in between. There's situations where buyers say, I need a full service. I need you guys to do everything, all the showings, all the looking up. I don't have time to do anything. I just want to pack. But in this day and age, so many people, when they're buying a property, are excited and they're actually looking for the property themselves, and they find it even before the agents find it, you know, because the agents will be working with more than one client, and you, mm-hmm. as buying your own property, are focused on yourself, you know, on that one property. So there are situations where, say, the broker is going to get 1.5% or 2%, and you're only going to get 1% because you need them to do more work. So that's all explained, and it works out beautifully. It really does. But we're able to give a lot more just because we believe in it. We believe in the programs. They're leveraged, it's a very fair, wonderful situation that we're able to do, and we're not greedy.
Now, I've heard that. And again, I know enough just to be dangerous, but this is why this is so good, why this show exists. I've heard that buyer rebates might not be allowed in some states. Is that true?
Yeah, an actual rebate, and that's as I was saying before, that we're calling it, it's our buyer rebate program, and then it gets spelled out because you're actually getting credit. So say, for example, and we have it set up when we do our trainings that we teach the brokers and agents how to do it so that you're covered no matter what state you're in. And basically, so you're still getting a credit. They're just talking about the rebate laws on if you can get money from this or money from that. What we do so that you still are able to do it even in states that say, hey, we can't do a buyer rebate, is it's all done through the transaction. And the actual broker agent in that area reduces their commission. And then, so say the seller is paying 3% to the co-op broker, the local broker would say, okay, instead of us getting 3%, we're only going to take 1%, and we're going to ask you, Mr. Seller or Mrs. Seller, to contribute 2% of the sales price towards the buyer's closing cost or towards this, towards that. So that's how they still get the rebate. Regardless of what the rules are in different scenarios. And the rebates cover different types of industries, but that's how it's covered so that you can still get it, which is pretty cool, you know. But I'll tell you, it's a wonderful program, and it's people love it, and they can we do ask for a commitment, though. You know, they do make a commitment through the local brokers because there is work involved on both sides.
You know, and that's the thing about, again, the real estate business or a lot of sales. I think a lot of sales, you know, situations where you're working with people, you're building relationship, you know. But, you know, I've heard of some realtors who actually have before they really even begin to build a relationship, there's a there's a term for it, but there's a basically a commitment that you make to them that, hey, you're going to be my, you know, my agent. And obviously, I guess people can break them as well, but I think sometimes making that commitment and oftentimes on paper just helps people kind of reinforce, okay, I'm making a commitment here. That's important, isn't it?
Yeah, and you've got to, and we're both sides, you know, so if one side's not doing it, party's not doing it, the other side says you should have, like, escape clauses, outs to cover that.
Mm.
But it is important because, you know, a lot of people, though, you know, many agents and brokers love this industry, it's not a hobby, right? So they have to run it like a business as well. And when you make a commitment, you know you're committing to that person. And in return for committing to that person, they're going to give back to you. So it does make it a win-win situation. And it's just...
Okay.
Stems back to the, you know, and it's really good because you can weed out clients that you wouldn't want if you're an agent or broker. If somebody's adamant, there's no way I'm signing anything. There's no way I don't want to do this. I want the moon. I want this. I want that. That might just be the perfect client to say, you know, I think we're not a good fit. I think we need to find another broker to work with. No, it really is.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, it really does make it makes life so much easier because not everyone's going to be cut out to work with everybody. So, and so, you know, another point I want to bring up in the buyer rebate program is the lenders, like depending on the type of loan you're getting, if you're a buyer and you're getting a VA loan, you know, your closing costs might be tied in and you're asking the seller to pay it. And depending on the price of the property, say your closing costs, say you're in Hawaii and it's a $600,000 house and your closing costs are only maximum come up to $7,000 total, and on a $600,000, if you were going to get up to 2%, you'd be getting $12,000 to use towards your rebate. But all your closing costs are only $7,000. Well, so then you'd have $5,000 extra that you couldn't use through the deal in that rebate because VA is going to everything needs to be disclosed and on the paperwork, and that's where you need trained agents and brokers that know the program to be able to know how to handle that. So you are covered right from the beginning, and it's worked out. You know, you can buy down the rate with that extra money. There's other ways. You know, there's so many ways to do it, all legal. It has to be. It can't be under the table. It can't be, you know, on the side. And so it's really important that you have trained professionals helping you with this. But then you wonder. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So here's again me, Mr. Non-Math Guy. In your example, you said $12,000 rebate, but the closing costs are only $7,000, so you have $5,000. So the rebate must go toward some expense in the deal. The rebate doesn't include just cash back to you.
Well, that's a wonderful question because it can just include cash back to you. It can include cash back to you. So that's a wonderful question. I was using it as an example of it has to be – it gets explained in the beginning, and different facets have to be covered that the agent that's trained or broker is going to know to look out for. You know, so it can be given back to you and if it's allowed to be given back to you. Like, say, for example – in Hawaii, you can do a buyer rebate. So if the person's coming in and say they're doing a cash offer, you could just cut a check and they get that at closing. That's it. It's totally given back. But where the situations arise is lenders allow, like, for example, typically if you're putting down 5%, well, the 5% loans are not like they're not existent like they were before, but I'm going to give you an example. So say you're putting down 5% and the lender allows 3% to be paid towards closing. You've got on a $500,000 house up to $15,000 you can use. Say they're putting down 20% and the lender allows up to 9%, which definitely more than covers that 2% you're going to offer back. But if it's a VA loan, depending on the states, usually you've got plenty of closing costs that it's going to get covered in that amount. I'm just giving an example. So it can all be worked out. You get your money and it's worked out. It's just they have to know how to do it. So, you can. Now, if it's like a VA loan, they're not going to say, hey, you get, let me just cut you the full check. They want it to show if there's anything left over. So you have to work it out through the contract. So it's just I'm getting a little bit more technical and in detail that we wouldn't have time to explain it all here on the show. today.
Well, it's important, though.
But,
yeah.
But it's very important to see that you absolutely, it's an excellent question. You definitely are getting it. It's just that's why you need to work with somebody work with a trained agent or broker that knows what they're doing, because if someone says, hey, yeah, I'll give you up to 2%, and you go in and the loan is going to be where your closing costs are only 7 and you've got $5,000 extra to use, you would lose it. You wouldn't get it at closing. It'd be like, okay, if no one figured this out from the beginning of how to structure it properly so that the lender figured out the closing costs and that you're getting the credits and how the credits can be applied, because there's, you know, then you could lose it if you're dealing with somebody that doesn't know how to structure it, because they have to, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not so much, you know, we train the agents and brokers. They have to know the questions to ask. You know, so they need to know to call the lender, hey, by the way, we're going to do a credit, and what's the maximum they can get here? And, you know, so it's an excellent question. So, yeah, see why people really need to deal with people that know what they're doing with them.
Absolutely. And, I mean, that has been, in the last 20 minutes, over and over again, the need for somebody, just as you have kind of explained this, makes me realize, again, you know, why would anybody, in this day of Google, everybody thinks, you know, that they can be the expert in, you know, in an hour of study, but there's no replacing, you know, decades of service and work and knowledge that, you know, many brokers, you know, have. We're almost out of time, but we've another couple questions have come to mind from me. And one is, how can you guys pay more than most companies? How is it that you all do that? Realty Universal.
You know, when you say most companies, I think it's called, not, the greed is different maybe. I don't know. I don't mean to sound like that, but I see, because, and maybe somebody that's not paying, they're saying that we're silly to give away so much. But that's what it is. It's basically having systems, having the program set up, and having it structured in such a way that it's a win-win fair situation. You know, you have companies out there. We believe in real estate menu systems, so we're training agents and brokers in how to apply real estate menu systems into their business. But many people, when they see our programs, think, oh, you're just a discount brokerage, and we're not. We truly offer a true menu where people can go all the way from, you know, the minimum for sale by owner program, they're not a full for sale by owner, all the way to full service, and we're training people in how to offer that and do it in a fair way. So when it's done properly, everybody's happy because your local brokerage or agent is doing it in such a way that it's working because it's fair. And I think sometimes you see the companies doing full discount or full giving it away, all of it, on all their programs, and then they're not going to have enough money to carry the rest of the programs. That's what I think, you know. And we don't try to take as big of a piece of the pie. We really do believe, and we have lots of people come back. They love the program. So it's really a fun way to do business. And more of a it goes right back down to, you know, it's got to be a win-win for both sides, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's going to be the people that say, no, I want everything, and I don't care about win-win. I'm the customer. I'm the I don't care about you. You know what? I think maybe we're not a great fit, and if you might want to go to another agent or broker that might be better suited to work with you, right?
Yep. Sometimes you just have to, because you have to ask yourself, you know, is this I found that to be true across the board in human interaction. When at the outset there is a more than normal amount of friction, you know, problems, that's often a yellow flag. It's like, especially if you're going
unless it was like a bad day for the person, you know, but you can tell, you know, if there's no sincerity and they don't care, I just don't think that's a good way to do it. We're almost at the end of the first half. There's another email, a credit, what is it? I've been told that I will receive a credit.
Oh, yeah, from the mortgage company
that we'll be using.
So is that the same as a rebate,
same.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, no, it's not the same. The mortgage company, if they're giving you a credit, it's not the same rebate, but they can also offer you a credit and then still tie it in with these credits. They are going to have amount restrictions, and typically you'll see that the credit's going to be smaller too, you know. So, yeah, there's a couple different ways. There's different ways to work it out. And also when you're doing the contract, you can also work it out like if you absolutely are going to end up with $5,000 extra and it can't be just the check can't be cut to you because you're getting loans and the way you're doing it, then it can be structured to where we're going to work out the changes, and then if we find out within 3 days we can't do it, then we're going to reduce the price by $5,000. Do you see? Like, you can make sure you get it back for them. It just all needs to be done properly. So pretty cool program. So for everybody that wants to look it up, you want to go to realityuniversal.com, and you can fill out contact us and put your actual address or county and city so that we can place you with the appropriate broker. And,
awesome. Fantastic. Yeah, that's, again, just a wealth of knowledge on the rebate in general, and then Realty Universal, the rebate program in particular, realtyuniversal.com, the website to check out all of the information there. And, yeah, we are going to take a break real quick here. And on the other side, of course, the goal is inspiration, motivation, and none other than Dave Ferguson of AskCoachDave.com going to be with us. He's returning, and he's going to get us pumped up, so stay tuned.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of the Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
And we are back again, Realty Universal Radio, the show here, and realtyuniversal.com, the website. Again, if you just tuned in and got some of the nuggets Natalie was sharing about the buyer rebate program, again, check out realtyuniversal.com. On the show, a return visit, this guy, we talk about it a lot, but if you were to put, if you look up a change agent in the dictionary, a picture of this guy is right there. Dave Ferguson, AskCoachDave.com is his website, and there is so much I could say about him. Full disclosure, you know, I co-host a radio show weekly with him and have learned a lot just listening to him, following him on Facebook, seeing what he is up to. And we talk about the law of momentum. You know, I think it was, yeah, John Maxwell's number 16 in the Laws of Success, and the law of momentum is the big mo. It's man, when you're in that groove, And we've all been there where it's just you're on a roll, things look big. You know, baseball players talk about the zone, talk about the ball being slow and big. I think in basketball they talk about the hoop being big and closer to them. It's just everything looks easier. And there's a way to not only get Big Mo, really, but then to keep it. And Dave Ferguson is, I'm telling you, folks, just listen for the next few minutes. If you have to go somewhere, obviously it's archived, so pick it up when you can get back to it. Dave, welcome to Natalie's show.
Hey, guys. I'm glad to be
back.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing great, Natalie. I was thinking when I was on the show, but then I remember I was live at an event. It was in Florida in February, so I'm glad to be back.
That was a while ago. Wow. Good. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, Dave,
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, Dave, I really, and I know this, I love this about you because from 35 years in radio and thousands of interviews, I love it when I can ask one question and the guest fills up 20 minutes. So I know this can happen with you. That's a beautiful thing because you have so much to say and you're so fired up and inspirational. And so I'm going to ask you to talk about Big Mo. You've got some things going on in your life. You know, if people want kind of a background on who you are, I think they can go to AskCoachDave.com. I'd like to really spend this time talking about momentum, what's going on in your life right now, how you got there, how you keep momentum going in your life.
All right, cool. Well, thank you. Well, hey, the Big Mo, I love the Big Mo. And, you know, obviously momentum doesn't just happen. You know, momentum just doesn't happen, you know what I mean? But before I talk about getting momentum and keeping momentum, I want to talk about what a lot of people are fighting. Because right now, a lot of people, and always, people fight what seems to be sometimes a tidal wave of negative momentum. Right? Feel like they can't even get started. So momentum's not even in their future. Right?
Mm.
So, you know, and look, I get hired sometimes with people that are stuck. Right? And they don't know what to do. And so I look at this negative momentum piece first, and then what I look at is what are their true intentions? Okay? So I'll give you a simple example. I talked to someone the other day, and they want to lose 80 pounds. Okay? They want to lose 80 pounds. So what I started doing through questions with them was trying to find out what their true intentions are. And see, they want to lose 80 pounds, but to really lose the 80 pounds, their intention should not be to lose weight. Their intention should be to become more disciplined. Okay?
Mm.
So if they intend to be more disciplined and they start becoming more disciplined, they'll lose the weight, they'll have a better life, they'll be better at priority management. Things will just start because now they're a disciplined person where they were undisciplined before. And so oftentimes we want to fix something, you know, and so it creates a lot of negative momentum when you can't hit it. So I always ask people that are stuck, all right, I need to find out what your true intentions are, not what you're telling me, okay? Let me dig here a little bit and find out what your true intentions are. So, folks, if you're out there struggling with something and you're stuck and you feel like you're fighting a tidal wave of negative momentum, examine or have someone examine for you your intentions. Because that is so important. And so, you know, hey, I got a lot of momentum going on right now. And there have been times in my life I've been stuck, and that's when I hire another coach and say, hey, get in my head. Help me. What am I doing? I just did it a couple months ago. I was stuck at a level most people would love to be at, but I needed to get unstuck to get to the next level. And what's amazing is I came back with a clean head, right? And so I have tremendous momentum going right now in my business and my life, and it's intentional, okay? It's intentional. And really, from a business standpoint, my intentions started 8 years ago. So a lot of people go like, oh, my God, that guy's, you know, well, maybe you just started in, maybe, you know, you just started in whatever you're trying to get momentum on 2 weeks ago, okay? It doesn't happen. Just like that person's not going to lose 80 weeks in 2 months, you know,
yep.
It's taken them 40 years, you know, if they've had, you know, they've gained, it took them 40 years to gain it, right? I'm not going to lose it in 2 months.
Come on.
You know, so, you know, you got to get unstuck. Okay, but, you know, since you asked me, I'll talk about it from an example standpoint, the kind of ways you can build momentum. And so once I set my true intentions, right, and true intentions of what I want my business to do for people, because it's not about me. If I say to you, I've got the big mo going, Randy, it means that I am making significance. I'm becoming significant to other people. Okay? So the big mo for me is about what the intentions of my business are. And the intentions of my business are is to help people get out of their comfort zone so they can grow. Period. People and businesses, because businesses get comfortable too. Okay? So I often say to people that, you know, people think they're going to hire me and I'm going to motivate them. Okay? Well, motivation's temporary. You know that. I can inspire them. But, you know, I don't motivate people by demanding more of them. I actually help them see that they're not demanding enough of themselves. Right? So once they get there, you know, so once I can get in their head like that and I can get them agreeing to it, then we can start, you know, getting some wins, because you got to have some wins before you get momentum, right? I mean, you just don't have momentum. You got to get some wins. And so it's important. It's baby steps. And I talk about baby steps all the time. It's baby steps. But, man, let me tell you, I'm going to give you my personal example just over the last few months. So, and this is the way you pick up momentum. And actually, you'll see through the story that it's really not my momentum. It's been done by other people, which is extremely powerful. So I'm doing this mastermind group, and sometimes I do them on the phone, and I can give you the information on that because it connects people from all over the world. But I love to do them eyeball to eyeball. And so I had a local group here that wanted to do one. They said, hey, great, I could stay home. That's nice, right? So I did this group, and there was this young lady in this group, happened to be a realtor, Natalie, and she tried to cancel. She had already paid, and she had tried to cancel a couple days before. I don't think I'm ready. You know, I didn't know her. I don't think I'm ready. I'm saying, I'll tell you what, just come to the first one. If you're not ready, tell me. I'll give you your money back, but, you know, whatever. Keep the book. I don't care. Just come. So she finally came, and really for about the first 2-3 weeks, she really didn't say much. She kind of sat there. She had her coat on. She was like, got her arms crossed, and she just wasn't connected. But she wasn't allowing herself to connect. Well, by the time the 10 weeks were over, I didn't know this woman. It was like a totally different person, and I didn't do anything. All I did was facilitate personal. It was a personal development group. Okay. I mean, it was she was a completely different person.
That's
okay.
Fantastic. So, congratulations.
Yeah, so this is, and there was about 3 or 4 people in that room that transformed in front of my eyes. It was powerful. I mean, it that group changed me. And so here's what's happened since then. Now, this is just with her, so track this. Her name is Wendy, okay? So imagine this. So Wendy loved that group. It changed her life. She made connections in that group. She's probably today in contact with just about every single person in that group, probably on at least a monthly, if not a weekly basis. Some of them have become friends, okay, beyond my group, which is awesome, right? Some of them have created joint ventures together. Some of them are doing charity things together. It's just amazing, the connection. So here's what she does. She introduces me to someone who owns a pretty decent-sized company, and he hires me without meeting me or talking to me to speak to his team. So I went and spoke. Afterwards, I met him, and his wife was at this event too. Him and his wife pulled me aside. We want to hire you as our executive and personal coach.
Great.
Whoa. Whoa.
So they hire me as their coach. Okay. 2 weeks later, second in charge over there comes to me, wants to hire me as his executive coach. Okay? It keeps going. Okay? The guy who owns the company connects me to a guy who owns another company that happens to be his father-in-law, okay, who now has hired me to coach his entire team at his company. Okay? Entire leadership team. Okay? So it gets better. This is momentum, folks. It gets better. So the first guy she introduced me to, he now has his employees on a weekly mastermind call with me now, where we're doing that same book the personal development book that I did with that young lady in the group, okay? By the way, that young lady, Wendy, is now come to me and she says, I want to do another group. Can we do another group? And so I said, you know, I got this book I want to do. Yeah, I said, I'll tell you what. You get the place, you get the people, you collect the money, I'll show up. Okay?
Excellent delegation, yeah.
She's got 15 people paid, ready. We're starting September sometime, okay?
Nice.
You know, so that is momentum. Nice. I mean, folks, I mean, that's a people connection momentum, okay? Have I done anything really? I facilitated a personal development group, which is like me, I can do in my sleep, okay? And to connect, it's just one person in your life. One person in your life. Now, do you not think she's inspired me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm being inspired by her right now. I mean, she's amazing. And so I'm watching what she's doing too. And she's just doing, you know, she was at a live event that I did at the end of June in Charlotte, and she had recruited people to go. I forgot about that. Yeah, she recruited a bunch of people to go to my live event. And she's not on commission.
Wow.
She's not on commission. So you know,
fantastic.
That's just an
example.
She
seems to change at you. Yeah, it's wonderful. That's
she's infected. She is infected right now.
Well,
she's
changed, and you said it.
She's got it.
You said it earlier. She, you know, you added value to her, and in an immense way, and so, boom, she's just
she's paying it back too.
Oh yeah, paying it back.
She's
and
paying it back.
It's that whole you can't outgive the universe kind of idea, because you're getting it back. You know, double, triple, whatever. I mean, just wow. So that's very, very cool. So, again, and again, you're a guy. You know, you were in the corporate world as a CEO and whatnot. So, you know, you've been kind of in that world as a business coach, a life coach, and whatnot. So, for folks who haven't been in corporate America, but still want to get momentum, I'm guessing you would, and I'll let you say this, but I'm guessing they need to find kind of their deal, and once they know what their deal is and get clarity around what it is that is their purpose and get pretty laser focused on it, you know, then they start, I guess it sounds like build relationships, and so you could lay out a plan. How do I build relationships?
All about
this
people,
week?
Man.
Yeah.
All about people. I mean, you got to relate with people. You got to relate with people. You got to find some common ground. I mean, I do this whole workshop on how to build relationships, and I teach people. I actually give people a model on how to in any kind of relationship, business, personal, doesn't matter. You could do it at the bus stop. I mean, you know. no, really. I mean, it's that easy. But you know, people. You know, and people fight it too. I teach them this great model that really works, and they still want to do it, reinvent the wheel, and do it their own way. But you gotta relate with people, man.
Absolutely,
and,
I agree.
And to your question there, Randy. I mean, I think you have to be passionate about what you do. Okay, you absolutely have to love what you do. If you don't love it, man, you only get one shot. Quit. Go find something else. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or transition out. Actually, don't quit. Transition out. I don't like jumping off the bridge is not healthy. Okay.
Yeah.
But transition out. Start finding something you're passionate about. Now, as far as finding your purpose. I'm all for that, but don't kill yourself trying to find it. It'll come if you're out there doing something you're passionate about. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really big on doing purpose workshops and get people all freaked out about, I'm not living my purpose, blah, blah, blah. You know, because I've been through it. I think I know my purpose now, but I'm not sure. I don't think I'll ever be sure. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm purposeful. That's the difference.
Ooh,
if I'm doing
if I'm doing it,
I'm purposeful.
Wow.
I don't do anything that I'm not purposeful. If I'm not purposeful, I'm not doing it. I'll hire somebody to do it if I have to. But like when I used to love cutting my own lawn, I was one of those guys when I lived in a neighborhood, I had to have the nicest lawn, you know, so Dave had to do it, blah, blah, blah. And I did it with purpose. I did it with purpose. This house I'm living in now, you couldn't pay me to do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't have that. It's just not a purpose about it anymore. You know, so it's a dangerous out there for those of you that, like, I got to find my purpose. Find what you're passionate about. Do it with purpose.
There you go. There you go.
I agree. I think it's absolutely. But, and we're all very different, and I think that's something to really point out, that we're all extremely different, and really go to your own drum. Don't try to be somebody else just because you know, you definitely need to follow your own and then live that with passion. I firmly believe in that.
You're so right. I'm writing a blog. I wrote a blog this morning that's going to go out in a couple of weeks. And it's about, it's going to be like a three-weeker because it's 15 things to do if you want to keep failing.
Oh,
so I'm going to drip out five a week, but I'll give you, the first one is, if you want to keep, here's why you fail. You chase other people's dreams and not your own. You know, and the other thing is, the one thing I can't, I'm probably going to piss people off. I'm sorry if that's a bad word. Some states, I know it's a bad word, but
we're good. We're California.
Like a lot of people have vision board.
Yeah.
And next time you see someone's vision boards, take a look and see what's on it, right? A big house, vacation
Mercedes,
places, Mercedes Benz. you know what my vision board has on it? You know what my vision board has? It has a man lifting up kids. Okay. And that man was someone that was able to retire at a very early age and puts all of his time into children's charities. You know, so it's what you can do with your significance. I mean, that's what the visualization, for me, when I look at that baby every day, it's about legacy. It's about making a difference. It's about being significant. It's not about me having a big house, a big car, toys and vacations. Because let me just tell you, if you're doing what you're passionate about and you're doing it with purpose and you're making significance, you can have anything you want. And that's not in a book anywhere, okay? If your intentions, I'm going to go back to it. If your intentions are in line, okay, and they're truly your intentions, you'll get there. Because let's face it, the how-tos are easy. There's a million books on how to do things.
Yeah, but you got to have that big why, huh? That big why to get you. You're right.
And it's not the material stuff. I mean, that's what people. I don't think people give themselves credit to. We're more valuable than any material. Billions and billions of dollars in the world. We ourselves individually have much more value than all the money in the world and all the material stuff in the world. And I think that's what people need to really get. And you're right. When you go do that, the other stuff, the money keeps coming. The things keep coming. You end up, the universe gives it back to you, you know. I agree. But it's just interesting, though, because you talk to some people. If somebody's happy doing whatever they're doing and that's what they love, then that's what they should be doing, you know.
Yep.
So we're all different. And I think it's awesome for you to be facilitating, getting them to see it and turn that light back on, right? Because sometimes I think with the economy, life, people taking other people's opinions when they shouldn't, it can really turn people into that negative place where maybe, just like you mentioned, the real estate agent that was like, I don't think it's for me because she wasn't sure. And then once you were able to get her fired up and see and unleash those passions, then it took her to the next level.
Oh my God, that story is just unbelievable. I mean, and there's more to it. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. It's just amazing.
Wow.
I don't see that ending. And the other piece about it is that's momentum. Okay, the big mo's coming, because what's happening is all of these connections now are doing a lot of the same thing. It's almost like they feel they have to. It's weird.
Wow.
As they're getting infected, they go like, "You got to have some of this. Meet this guy." I mean, I have one of them call me today, and he's trying to refer someone over to me, and he told the guy, "You better get a hold of him right now because he's not going to be taking any more clients pretty soon."
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I'm blessed right now. You know, look, when you put into someone's life, when you put your heart and soul and your sweat into an effort into someone's life, because you really mean it and you really want that person to change and grow and do what they want to do and reach their dreams, when you do that, people pay you back.
That's wonderful.
Momentum's not always good. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I didn't interrupt you.
Momentum is not always about you being out there trying to drive new business. You know, because what happens is when you think momentum is about you just trying to drive new business, you end up running people over, backing up, running over them again, and you're not building relationships.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
well,
I think I believe we really are here to serve, not to be served. But then we have the boundaries we have to look at, you know. So, and then everybody has blocks and what stops them from doing what they maybe were supposed to do at certain times. And I think that's kind of interesting because some people aren't ready for reasons and some people aren't ready because of blocks, you know. And then some people don't want all that in the first place. You know how we're all so different, right? You know, I think it's pretty pretty amazing. That's wonderful what you're doing. And it's you're living proof. It's coming back and it's circling and you're giving and taking the one person who's going to help how many thousands of people, right? Because the circle of influence is so much larger these days with the internet. So that's so cool. That's so cool.
Yeah, when you get the big mo, man, it's when you get the big mo. And here's the thing: when you get it in one part of your life, I have my latest wheel of life up on the wall right now that I did recently for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what is
when
on
you
your
look
wheel
at that,
of life? What is on yours?
I have 8 slices. I have business. I have fun, I have financial, I have friends and family, I have spiritual, I have mind, I have giving back, and I have body.
That's great.
Friends and family, business, fun, financial, body, giving back, mind, and spiritual.
Okay. And all those wheels, the goal is balance in those areas.
Oh, we've got to tell people how to find you, though. Come on, Randy, we've got to tell...
AskCoachDave.com, baby.
AskCoachDave.com or LivingToLead.com. I've got some neat events coming up. I'm doing a 2-day speaker workshop in Charlotte, September 13th and 14th. It's a half day on Friday and a full day on Saturday. Email me at Dave@AskCoachDave.com if you don't want to go to the website and give you info on that. Charlotte's the easiest airport now in the country to get to, from what I understand.
Really?
Yeah, with the American US Air merger, I mean, you know.
Oh, amazing,
huh? Yeah. So it's the hotel's right at the airport. It's not about becoming a professional speaker. It's about speaking for whatever you want to speak for. So speaking for your business, speaking for your groups, whatever it is, it's going to just get you comfortable on speaking.
Mm.
And then, of course, I have my other stuff. You know, I do group coaching and mentoring on the phone, so you can be anywhere in the country. I've got a new group starting in September, so I can get you information on that. There's information on the website about that. And always, you know, I'm available on the West Coast for you West Coast listeners. I'd love to come out there and do something.
Yeah, we need to get you out here on the left coast, man. Have the Ask Coach Dave parade, man, of powerhouse, you know, powerhouse conferences, and get you up and down the coast here. We've got about
Big Mo Tour.
Oh, there it is, the Big
Mo
Tour.
Is that what you're calling it? That's, I like that. That's cool.
Big Mo Tour, and we'll have to hit Honolulu and hang out with Natalie as well.
Do it in the winter. Do it in the winter time, so everybody appreciates it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, dude. Powerful again. This has been awesome. AskCoachDave.com, Dave@AskCoachDave.com, and all kinds of ways to interact with him and be involved with him. And like I say, really has been a coach for me in the last year so far, as we've been doing some radio stuff as well. So thank you, man, and keep up the big ball,
thanks,
dog.
Thanks, Dave. We'll have to all keep in touch. Yeah, time goes by fast. God, it was wonderful to have you on. It was great.
Thank you.
And
enjoyed it. Have a great day.
Hey, you have a great day too. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter @RealtyUniversal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.